from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Remember all those census forms you filled out last year? Well, the U.S. Census Bureau has crunched the data, and today we're getting our first look at the results. They're important because they affect everything from how much federal funding California gets to who represents you in the legislature and in Congress. Dr. Hans Johnson is director of research at the Public Policy Institute of California and an expert on population change. Dr. Johnson, the data has only been out since about noon, so I'm sure there's still a lot to be digested. But what was the first thing that jumped out at you when you looked at the report?
Well, one of the first things I looked at was the regional pattern of change in California. These data are being released now by the Census Bureau for the purposes of redistricting. And this will be the first time we have a citizens commission that will be drawing boundaries for California as a result of the proposition that had been passed by voters. And when the redistricting commission draws these new boundaries, one of the things that they're going to see is that the inland areas of California have been growing more rapidly than the coastal areas, and that means that there will be some shift in political representation from the coast to the inland areas.
Based on this data, where are the most heated redistricting battles likely to happen?
When we look at the places that have been growing the fastest, the places that are most likely to gain some political representation, they are specifically the inland region of Southern California, especially Riverside County, which grew by more than 40% from 2000 to 2010. And then up north here, Placer County grew by more than 40%. That's a suburban area northeast of Sacramento. And the northern San Joaquin Valley and San Joaquin County also had strong growth. Now, also realize when I talk about these patterns of change from 2000 to 2010, they matter because of redistricting. But we all know that over the last couple of years, some of the patterns of change have been altered quite a bit by the housing crisis and the increase in foreclosures. And so the inland regions in California are not growing nearly as fast as they had been prior to the last few years. But this, of course, redistricting is based on the 2010 census and then prior to that, the 2000 census.
And the Bay Area's nine counties, from what I understand, grew just at an average of just over 5%. Is that enough to maintain the region's political influence?
The Bay Area historically has been a slow-growing region in California, and over the decades it has lost political representation and power, and we would expect that to continue with some of the boundaries that will be redrawn with this census.
One thing we note about the census is that the number of whites as a proportion of the population is shrinking, while Latinos and Asians, those numbers are growing. What strikes you about those changes?
Right. So this is a continuation of a fairly long-standing trend. International migrants to California are overwhelmingly Latino or Asian, about 90%. And that, of course, contributes to the state's population growth. At the same time, domestic migration, that is migration between California and other states, has been negative, meaning more people are leaving California, and a large share of those people who are leaving are white non-Hispanics.
Are there any questions that you have about California's demographics that this census fails to answer?
Well, this census is unlike any previous census in that it was a very short census with very few questions. And so the amount of information we get about the population is very limited to populations and racial and ethnic data that was asked in the census. We don't have any information on housing costs. We don't have any information on income or poverty, educational attainment. All of those things that were traditionally asked are not in the census. So one thing that a lot of us are doing is using other data and surveys to supplement the census, to provide a more rich understanding of our state and how we're changing as a state. And so a lot of that work remains to be done.
Dr. Hans Johnson, thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Hans Johnson is Director of Research at the Public Policy Institute of California. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.